idea later this week.
Stunning surprises, cunning disguises, hundreds of actors out of sight.
Pantaloons and tunics, courtesans and eunuchs.
Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday. Hold on. There we go. Saturday, April 20th, and you're listening to Backstage here on FM 97.3 WZBG. I'm Eric, your host. Thrilled to be with you all this morning on this overcast, a bit gloomy, but let's try to bring some positivity, some light into that morning, talking about theater. Now, this morning is exciting because I've got some great guests in the studio. We're going to be talking all about an upcoming production, and I've got tickets to give away. I'll be doing that after the What's the Buzz segment, so make sure you stay tuned, and I'll talk more about that in a bit. But first, what am I talking about this morning? I'm talking about 9 to 5, the musical, which is opening in Goshen, I believe next weekend. Let me double check that. Yes, next weekend, April 27th. It's going to run through May 12th, and tickets are selling fast. So if you haven't gotten them yet, you're definitely going to want to get them sooner rather than later. You can always go to goshenplayers.org. Or if you're interested, I have a pair of tickets to opening night. That would be April 27th, which you can win later on in this broadcast. But before we get to that, I'm joined by two of the performers from this production of 9 to 5, the musical. I'm joined by Jeanette Ireland and Elise Jasensky. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Great to have you here. Great to be talking all about this. Elise, it's great to see you again. We've done a couple of shows together. And
that's right.
It's been a hot second since our paths have crossed. Jeanette, I've seen you perform in several productions, and we think we've been like ships passing in the night, kind of. But
we have.
It's our first chance to really sit down and chat. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
It's 9 to 5, the musical, coming to Goshen, opening next weekend, which is very exciting. And you two are two of the leading ladies in the production. I know that in my social media post, I had mentioned that we were going to have a third leading lady here this morning, Katie Brunetto. She wasn't able to make it, unfortunately, a scheduling conflict. But
shout out to Katie.
Absolutely. One of my favorite people, fabulous performer, and looking forward to seeing her on stage as well.
And she'll be playing the Dolly part.
Yes, yeah. Because 9 to 5 is based on the movie from the 80s?
Yes, mm-hmm. 1980, I believe.
With Dabney Coleman and Dolly Parton and so on and so forth. And it was turned into a musical. And Dolly was part of the production process for mm-hmm. that. She was there the whole way overseeing things in the fabulous way that only she can do.
And she wrote all the music.
And you know, she just wrote all the music. Because that's what you do if you're Dolly Parton. You just write musicals. Because why not? Right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Country Music Hall of Fame, pretty soon Theater Hall of Fame. And it's the story of women trying to get ahead in the workplace, in a workplace that's dominated by men and male culture. And, you know, it's as timely as ever, even though it's now 40-something years old as far as the story goes. And you two ladies are playing two of the leading ladies. So who wants to go first and talk about who you are?
I'll go first.
All right, Elise, who do you play?
I'm playing Violet Newstead. Okay. She's the office manager, mm-hmm. and she has a son and is trying to raise him on her own. So she takes her career very seriously and is looking to get into management and, of course, is bucked at every turn mm-hmm. by the boss. So.
Don't you just love that? Jeanette, how about you?
Hi, so I play Judy Burnley. Mm-hmm. Judy has really led a really sheltered life and uneducated, not worldly at all. She gets divorced and has to figure it out. Mm. And with the help of her friends, Violet and Dora Lee, she gains this power to take her life back. So she becomes the person she wants to be and not who she's expected to be. And it's a really powerful role. I love it. I'm very excited to play Judy Burnley.
And, you know, I think there's sort of variations on that same arc for each of the three primary lady performers in the show that, you know, Judy, who has to assert herself when she's never had to do that before, mm-hmm. and your character, first name again, Elise?
Violet,
who wants to break through that glass ceiling she's encountering and open up more opportunities, and then Dora Lee, played mm-hmm. by Katie Brunetto, she's got her own little journey that she's on, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. She's very confident in who she is, mm-hmm. but she can't seem to overcome the image that she projects, and you know, she turns out to be the wonderful person underneath it all.
And she's a spitfire and doesn't take anything from anyone.
Right. Mm-hmm. As it says in the beginning, you know, it starts to describe her character, and Dolly is actually in our show with us, by the way. She is speaking in the show. She introduces us all.
Really?
And yes, and when she introduces Dora Lee, she says, you know, she's this, she's that. Oh, y'all know who she is. It's Dolly.
Yeah, it was very much inspired by Dolly Parton. And Dolly Parton, I think, is one of those people that, despite her success, is continuously underestimated for what she can
absolutely
do.
Yeah.
Also a great humanitarian, throwing that in there. So
I remember I was on a trip with my girlfriend, and we went to this like dinner theater thing, and it was actually a business owned by Dolly, and proceeds were being donated to her foundation that brings books to kids.
Right.
Literacy is one of her big causes. And it's nice to know that there are just really nice people out there that succeed and continue to be nice.
Definitely.
You know? And even though some of the characters in 9 to 5, the musical, might not be the nicest, the good people, I would hope, win. You know, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, you'll have to come and see the show to find out.
But I'm hoping against hope, because it is theater, and theater often gives us that idealized version of things. I'm hoping that the good people win. Not that the bad person's a bad person. The character is, but the actor isn't. But we'll get more into that a little bit later. Why don't we kick things off with the original Broadway cast of 9 to 5, the musical, with the opening number, the title number, the famous iconic number. Here is 9 to 5.
Get up and work, get up and work, we're gonna do it. Working 9 to 5. it was as simple as it sounds. I swear to you, I'm gonna do it. Grit my teeth and I'll get through it. It's hard to see the upside when you're down. Working 9 to 5 became necessary when my husband Dick left me for his secretary. Never worked before, but somehow I've gotta make it till I learn the ropes. I guess I just have to fake it.
That was 9 to 5, the title song to 9 to 5, the musical, from the original Broadway cast recording, but you're listening to Backstage here on WZBG, and this morning we're talking about 9 to 5, the musical, coming to Goshen, thanks to our friends at the Goshen Players, and I'm talking this morning with Elise Jasensky and Jeanette Ireland from the cast, and don't forget, later on I do have a pair of tickets to opening night, the 27th, that I'm going to be giving away. Make sure you stay tuned and call in when I tell you. Not yet. Hold on. I know you're very excited and tickets are flying fast, so be patient. We'll get there. But you're talking before the musical break there about the three ladies that are the focal point of the show, and they need an obstacle. They need something to be in their way, and that's pretty much summed up in one primary character, the boss, originally played by Dabney Coleman, but in this case played by my predecessor here at WZBG, the great Johnny O, John Ozerhowski. Shout out to Johnny O, friend of the show. What's it like working with him?
He's fabulous.
He is.
You know, I've never worked with Johnny before.
Really?
Me
never.
Either. I have not
and,
either.
Okay. But, of course, I know him, and I came here for an interview one time, and I've seen him in shows, and I didn't realize what a wonderful human being he is. He's just such a nice guy, and he is really making this role his own.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he had it down from the read-through.
Yeah.
I mean, we were hysterically laughing as he was doing the read-through.
He's so funny.
You know, and he was, hope I'm not talking out of turn, John, but he was worried about the character. He was, you know, about being hated. And I said to him, no, it's the character people love to hate.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah, before the show, Jeanette, I think you said you were here talking maybe about Titanic. And that's another one of those shows where you have a character in the character of Ismay.
Right.
That audiences just almost need to hate, right? And that Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, you want to be that character that draws that reaction. And, but since John is such a nice guy, I can totally imagine him struggling with that idea of embracing that side of things. And the character is supposed to be this closed-minded, misogynistic, you know, very I'm the man and therefore kind of guy. So,
as the show says, he's the guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I have lines that say he's the guy.
Yeah.
And we don't say that in a nice way.
No, there's always a guy and he's the guy. So is it a weird switch to see that because John is such so not that guy. He's he's such a nice guy. Is it weird to have that switch happen where he's just all of a sudden this blustery, obnoxious?
No, it's fun.
I mean, for me personally, like, because he is such a nice guy, I feel more comfortable with the way he's acting towards me on the stage because his character is very convincing and you will be very blown away by some of the choices he's made as well. And I think because of knowing how he is in real life, it makes it easier to be, you know, scared when he's acting the way he is on stage.
I did tell him after the first rehearsal, I said, you scare me.
Yep.
And, you know, people might not imagine that, but he can be that. He can have that.
Oh, he's, yeah.
I sometimes think as an actor, it's easier to play against type than it is to play yourself. So I mean, I don't know if everybody agrees with me on that, but I don't think he agrees with me on that. But he, I'm telling you, he has it nailed. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you too often play against type, do you feel? Do you go in directions that are not natural?
Yeah, I mean,
to
I've been playing a nun. That's about as against type as I can get. Yeah.
Jeanette, how about
yeah,
you? Do you
usually? Yeah, of course. I've had all types of different roles, but this one here, I hold really close to myself because mm-hmm. I feel like it there's a lot of Judy that I can relate to. Mm-hmm. And I love telling her story, and I'm very, very proud of Judy. And it's very nice to, I'm very thankful to have been given the opportunity to create this part.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Goshen has picked another, I mean, they've had some really strong seasons lately. Mm-hmm. And this mm-hmm. one in particular has just been amazing. So we were talking off the air about the cast as a whole,
yes.
right? You've got
the
three big female leads.
Well, there's also a fourth. We have Roz.
Oh,
yes.
Roz.
We can't forget Roz.
And that is played by
Gretchen
Ziegler.
Yeah. Yes, and she
Another
is hilarious.
She is. She is.
She's so good.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And so grateful that she's been in the area the last mm-hmm. couple of years and been getting involved.
And when she comes out with her belt.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh,
my.
Mm-mm-mm. We're talking the voice? Or are we talking
the
voice?
No, the
okay.
one. Well,
all of it.
Well, it could be. No, the voice.
Yeah.
You know, the guy might need to learn a lesson the hard way.
Oh, he does.
So you've got the four mm-hmm. leading ladies, and you've got
Hart.
You've got
yes.
Mr. Hart, the mm-hmm. guy, Johnny O. But you've got, just listening to the opening number, you've got to have a pretty solid ensemble in this cast.
This cast is amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're working harder than any of us are because
yes.
they're in everything. Mm-hmm. Even if they're just singing off stage, they have to sing everything. Mm-hmm. And they have to dance everything. We don't even know what's going on behind us, but there is so much of it because they're just doing so much. Mm-hmm. And the choreography is quite good, too. Mm-hmm. So, and they've had a lot to learn. And every single one of them has taken it totally seriously. Mm-hmm. So, and they're just nice people.
Yeah. Right? Our production wouldn't be what it is if it weren't for them. They mm-hmm. are the core of what's happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're making sure that everybody is on their feet and you know, they're making us look good too.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh,
they
absolutely.
Really are. I mean, I am so thankful for our chorus, our dancers. They are just top notch. Mm-hmm. And like you said, mm-hmm. wonderful people.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
And that can oftentimes come from the top down, right? When you have a good production team. And I know that Joe Gattadaro, who's the head of the Goshen Players Board over mm-hmm. there.
And is in the show.
And mm-hmm. He's in the show.
He plays
in the
my show. Ex-husband, he plays, yeah. Dick.
Oh.
That is his name.
Okay.
And we won't go any further.
And then Dan Ringett is your music
yes.
director. And he's
yes.
one of the best music directors
absolutely.
Around.
He's the reason I wanted to do this show.
Mm-hmm.
No, don't laugh. It's
no,
true.
I can't count how many times I've heard people say, "Oh, it's a Dan show. I want to do it. It's a Dan show." Yes.
What I didn't know going in though was that I would find that the director would be every bit as good as Dan.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's Cheyenne Wallent, mm-hmm. who
yes.
Has been performing mm-hmm. a lot in the area, but mm-hmm. has also been doing some directing.
Mm-hmm.
She was recently at the Warner in SpongeBob.
Yes. She was our Patrick.
She played Patrick Starr.
Mm-hmm.
But she's done a few things over at Goshen. She's done cabarets at Phoenix, mm-hmm. Several shows at Phoenix. She's been at the Warner, I believe. Well, yeah, because I just said. And she's doing some more directing now. And is she choreographing, too?
A little bit, yeah.
Some,
she's
of, it.
Taking on
she,
some of it.
She did what did she call it? Blockography. She called it blockography.
The
okay.
Cheyenne Triangle or something
yes.
like that.
and then, so who's the big-time choreographer?
That is Jean Marie.
Oh, Jean Marie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, Jean Marie McGrath.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is her debut with adults, and I tell you, she is bringing it. She is wonderful, not just as a human being, but like mm-hmm. she said, anytime you need help, just ask me, take me aside. I like repetition. Repetition is how you learn, and mm-hmm. I love repetition.
Oh, yeah.
And she's always willing to jump in and do it over and over and over again until it's right.
Mm-hmm. And she has these non-dancers
yeah.
dancing. And I don't mean just moving right to left. They are dancing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. No, I've known Jean Marie a little while now, friend of the show and friend of me, done a few productions with her, and a very talented dancer mm-hmm. in her own right, and
oh,
I'm sure as a choreographer.
Yes.
Just top-notch. So that's a really... Like you said, that's
it's
a really...
Power team.
The dream team,
power
yeah.
Team. Power team.
Really strong
yeah.
production team that they've put together
lucky.
Over there. And that's, I think, going to show in the performances. You know, you can get great people together and still end up with a lesser quality product if you don't have a good production team in place.
Mm-hmm.
And a great production team can also elevate, I don't want to say not great performers, but can take an average group and make them into something much more than they would have been otherwise. So, but yeah, Joe, Dan, Cheyenne, and Jean Marie, that's... Woof.
Yeah.
Some titans of the industry right there. And is this your first time working with all of these people, or?
Well, I've worked with Dan before. We did the Great American Trailer Park musical in two different locations together.
Okay.
And that's why I wanted to work with him, because I knew that he would know what to do with every note before any of us ever got there. And that was absolutely true.
That is very true.
And the only other person, well, I've worked with Joe before, and you and I worked
right.
on the
it
same
should
have
show.
Been you. Yes, and then there's only one other person in the cast that I worked with. It's Patty Rice. She and I just did Nutcrackers in Thomaston.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all I knew going in.
Jeanette, how about you?
So Dan and I go way back. he was the musical director for Godspell. That was, oh my God, I don't even know how long ago that was. That was many, 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 many years ago, and that's when I first met him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've worked with Dan. I've worked with Joe. I've never worked with Elise or Katie.
Mm-hmm.
I've always seen them on stage, but never worked with them. There's a bunch of folks I have worked with, Jean Marie and Cheyenne were both in SpongeBob with me. And it's a great mixture of folks I've never worked with before, folks I've seen from afar and admired their talents, and new folks that I've never met. So it's for me, it's been a wonderful, it's been great.
And that's one of the nice things about community theater is that you know of people, and then all of a sudden you're just working together.
You're a family.
Yeah.
And making it all come together. And we're talking about 9 to 5, the musical, coming to the Goshen Players next weekend, starting April 27th, and running through, I just moved off
May
of that
12th.
Page. May 12th. Thank you. May 12th, you can go to GoshenPlayers.org to see if there's any tickets left. They've been going fast. Mm-hmm. You had to add a performance.
We added a Thursday.
Because the demand was so great. So you can check out GoshenPlayers.org. And don't forget, I do have a pair of tickets to opening night, which would be the 27th, that I'll be giving away in just a little bit. But for now, why don't we pause for another musical break? And then when that wraps up, it'll be time for What's the Buzz, and then the tickets will come right after that. So first things first, a little music. This is, again, from the 9 to 5 original Broadway cast recording. This song is called Here for You. And sung by Mark Kudish, who I'm assuming is Mr. Hart in this production.
That's correct, yeah.
Played in this case at Goshen by Johnny O. Can either of you tell us a little something about the number? What's is this a character number?
It's
or
a family show, right?
Yeah.
he likes in quotation marks, Dora Lee, the Dolly character.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sort of after her in this song.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, so here is Mark Kudish singing Here for You from 9 to 5, the musical, the original Broadway cast recording.
Oh, my sweet dear Doralee, you don't know what you mean to me. I just don't know what I would do without you. You're so efficient and alert, and the way you look, well, shit, that don't hurt. Now please don't think I'm just a flirt, it's just I'm nuts about you. Here for you, I'm here for you, I want you so, I truly do. My body is your instrument. Please play it. It's just that you stay on my mind every minute, all the time. I've got to do it, make you mine. Could be on top. There's no way to say. Hold them all so close to me. I could lose myself in her forever. Yeah. Will I get those legs uncrossed? Of course I will. Yeah, cause I'm the boss. I will win at any cost. I'm clever. Here for you, I'm here for you. Anticipated. I will have my way with her. She'll wonder why she's waited. I won't flinch until I quench my thirst from her sweet cup. No sweet cups. Yes, I get just what I want, and I want so much. I'm here for her. I'm here for her. And I will not give up.
We've all seen stories of conflict that ended with peace. We've seen stories of hunger end in abundance. We see stories of fear, despair, and poverty, but they can end with courage, hope, and love. With you. Be a part of writing a story that's greater than poverty. Learn how at worldvision.org.
All right, let's find out what's going on in the theater world. Performances first. Goshen Players, as we've been talking about here this morning on Backstage, are doing 9 to 5 the musical, opening next Saturday, April 27th, and running through May 12th. Tickets are getting hard to come by. Go to goshenplayers.org. And, of course, if you're free for the 27th, stay tuned, because I am giving away a pair of tickets to that performance, and you might just win. Landmark Community Theater is doing their production of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. That's opening tonight, April 20th, running through May 5th. You can go to landmarkcommunitytheater.org for tickets and information. Phoenix Stage Company is going to be putting on a production of the play Sweet Surrender, that's S-U-I-T-E, farcical comedy that's going to be opening May 4th, running through May 18th. And they actually will be my guests next weekend here on Backstage, so make sure you tune in for that. In the meantime, for tickets and information on Sweet Surrender, you can go to phoenixstagecompany.org. TheaterWorks New Milford is going to be putting on a production of Betty's Summer Vacation. That's going to run June 13th through July 6th. For tickets and info, go to theaterworks.us. And the Warner Theater will be putting on their production of School of Rock, the musical. That's running August 3rd through August 11th. If you want to purchase tickets or you want to find out more, go to warnertheater.org. Two auditions to mention. TheaterWorks New Milford is having auditions for Betty's Summer Vacation. Those will be happening April 28th from 3 to 5 p.m. and April 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at the TheaterWorks facility there in New Milford. You can go to theaterworks.us to find out more about that. And the Warner Theater has actually extended some of the auditions for School of Rock. The children's auditions will be happening June 2nd from 1 to 6 p.m. and June 3rd from 6 to 7 p.m. over at the Warner Theater Center for Arts Education. The adult auditions for School of Rock will be on June 2nd and 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. again at the Warner Theater Center for Arts Education. To schedule an appointment for those auditions, because they are appointment only, go to warnertheater.org. And that's the buzz for this morning. We're going to pause for another quick word, and then we will come back, and I will be giving away tickets to go see 9 to 5.
We all know the sounds of stress, but you may not know that your daily stress can affect you physically. Stress can give you sleepless nights, a pounding headache, stomach pains, or worse. If you've lost a job, worry about your next meal, or having trouble making it through the day, we can help. Text STRESS to 211211 to find a solution.
And we're back here on Backstage on WZBG, and sometimes the PSAs that get played are a little bit of a shift from the light and airy that I try to keep going on here. But I have a pair of tickets for opening night of 9 to 5, the musical. That's April 27th. It's an 8 p.m. show. It's the Old Town Hall in Goshen. You'll be able to see fabulous performers like Jeanette and Elise, who are here with me this morning to talk all about the show. And they're burning a hole in my pocket, so I got to give them away. If you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days, you are eligible. All you have to do is call into the station, and I'm going to pick a random caller to win the tickets. The number here is 860-567-3697. That's 860-567-FM97. Call in, and you might be a winner. And in the meantime, we're going to have a song to occupy our time. This is called I Just Might. Ladies, can you tell us anything about I Just Might?
Yeah, so this is when you really get a glimpse of what each of the three of us are going through in our lives. Mm-hmm. We each have our own problems that we bring forth to share with the audience to tell our story. And it's a really powerful song because all three of us are right in front stage and we sing together. I feel like the harmonies that you'll experience will touch you.
It's my favorite number in the show.
There you go. So here from the original Broadway cast recording of 9 to 5, we have I Just Might. Call in and maybe win.
What to do and where to start? Things are falling all apart. Trying hard to move ahead, but keep losing ground instead. Still I have to take a chance, putting fear and doubt aside. Had no warning in advance, nothing left to do but try. I just might make it work. I just might make it after all. I just might rise above the hurt, though I've suffered quite a fall. But I have to get a grip, hold on to it. The fallen chips. I just might make it. I just might. You're the one that keeps me strong. You're the shoulder I lean on.
Hard to swallow pride
when I think I've had enough. Think of you and toughen up.
I know the truth inside.
There's a weapon and a tool, and I am nobody's fool.
I'm nobody's fool.
I just try to right what's wrong and just keep on keeping on.
I'm all right.
go on either way.
Have to go on.
Rise above it. I just
might be stronger than I know.
Well, I might really be surprised.
Gonna get on my life
and be strong.
I just might make it.
That was I Just Might from the original Broadway cast recording of 9 to 5 the Musical here on Backstage on WZBG. And a special congratulations going out to Neil in Bantam. He was our big winner of that Yay. Pair of tickets to opening night, April 27th. We had a lot of calls. Mm-hmm. We had quite a few calls, and I would have loved to have given away tickets to everybody, but they do need to sell some as well. So if you didn't win, I do apologize, but please consider going to GoshenPlayers.org and purchasing some tickets to go see the show. And if you're really excited, please do so quickly, because they are mm-hmm. flying off of... I'd say off the shelves, but that's not really. They're flying out of the box office, it's going to be a fabulous time. So you're going to get to see great performers like Elise Jasensky and Jeanette Ireland, who are here with me this morning talking all about the show. And that was a very lovely. I mean, I was half listening because I was fielding the calls, but that was a very lovely song that the three primary female characters are singing about. Their desires and their hopes and their goals and whatnot. So
once again, backed up by the wonderful
ensemble.
Absolutely.
Exactly. There are star vehicle shows, but even those need a strong ensemble mm-hmm. to make things happen. And I know that we were talking off the air. One of the other things that you really need is you need the audience to be transported. You need them to believe in this world that they're seeing. And one of the ways that happens is through costuming.
Mm. Correct.
And Jeanette, yes. you particularly wanted to mention the costumer
this
show.
Yes.
Who is?
Mary Beth Higgins.
Mary Beth Higgins has
been fabulous. And, of mm-hmm. course, Joe Guidadaro has also assisted her in this. And they've both been just wonderful, checking in with us, making sure we're comfortable in what we're wearing, which mm-hmm. is, to me, very... very important. And just, you know, picking the period pieces that mm-hmm. are meant to be in this show. How do you feel about it? I think they've done a fantastic job.
They're very, very, very period correct. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that a lot of us put them on and went, I would wear this now. I have two jackets that I went, can I take them home?
So if they go missing, no.
mm-hmm.
That's Jasensky.
That's right. Yes.
But so you keep saying, so we're talking like late 70s, early 80s kind of?
70s mostly, I think. Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, fashion tends to run in those kinds of cycles where mm-hmm. everything old is new again. And, I know working in the high school that I work at, the 90s are very in right now with the teenagers and the things from the 90s. And it's like I've been thrown back in time a little bit. And so it's no surprise to me that some of the stuff that is from the 70s is now feeling a little apropos of the time we're in. Are we expecting like bright colors, crazy patterns?
We're expecting mostly office attires.
Okay.
But there is a point in the show where everything does become colorful.
Okay.
When things are changing in the mm-hmm. office. Mm-hmm. We literally change the office.
Okay.
So
big shoulder pads in the ladies
there
with the power suits and
in yours.
Yeah, you do have
sure.
them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Frilly neck things and
scarves.
Okay.
Scarves and handbags mm-hmm. and watches, of course, because it is 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also it's before cell phones, so that's how
true.
Everybody told time mm-hmm. was when we looked at watches.
I'm wearing a watch right now.
Yep.
Analog, no less.
Me too.
Which, you know, all my students, if they were listening to this, they'd be, oh my God, Mr. Lindblom, you're so... So I think we should still be wearing watches because, you know, if the network goes down, then what are you going to do? Well, the sun's about up there. Now, is the other thing that can really transport beyond costumes, although costumes are crucial, because you can do a lot with no set but a great costume. Mm-hmm. But set design is also really important. And I know Dave Boscarino over in Goshen is usually their master carpenter for their sets and whatnot, and he always does a fabulous job. Have you seen any set items yet?
You know, it's a small theater, so you mm-hmm. have to be very inventive. Mm-hmm. So we have some moving panels that can be turned to become something else.
Sure.
Including a bathroom on stage.
Yes
that's right.
Just
there is a toilet on stage. You know, and using the little side areas mm-hmm. for various things. I mean, there's one section which we change a couple of times from a coffee area to my living room, mm-hmm. you know, and back again. So it's very inventive. It's a little bit minimalist, mm-hmm. Which is working very well because got a lot of people on stage.
We can't have a lot of sets.
Yes.
Oh, there's a bed, too. There's a bed that comes down, yes.
Oh, like a Murphy bed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's a great space saver for theaters, you know.
Yeah,
right.
Not only for small urban apartments, but...
Yeah,
right.
For local theaters, the Murphy mm-hmm. bed was a boon. Okay, interesting.
What was nice about it is we were actually given a heads up early on in mm-hmm. our process. Cheyenne had given us a diagram of how she saw the stage would be mm-hmm. and how things would, so we could get it into our heads early mm. on, even though we weren't on the stage yet.
Right.
But it was, to me, that was a really good thing to do mm. early on, so we could start thinking in our heads, like how we're going to come in, how we're going to leave, etc. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. as Lise said, very small space, as you know, backstage is itty bitty. And if you, you know.
Oh my God, and we're making incredibly fast changes back there. Things are flying.
So. Yep.
We just started with costumes the other night and mm-hmm. it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we showed up on stage or not.
Exactly.
Right?
that is my biggest fear is that mm-hmm. like to miss the cue or to miss the you hear music and I've never heard that before. Why have I?
Yeah.
And with a medium-sized cast, that is we like to call them intimate spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine directing traffic backstage is going to be crucial. Do you know who's backstage with you to try to keep all these crazy things in line? Is it Cassie McKenna? I know she's done a lot.
Cassie is going to be backstage.
She is going to be backstage, yes.
Mm-hmm. She's going to help with maybe a quick change here and there, as well as making sure things are flowing correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, our costumer's going to be backstage, too.
Yeah, I believe
too.
Mary Beth mm-hmm. is going to come back there as well, especially for my one quick change.
Yours,
I have a very
yes.
fast one that I did not make last night. But I will.
Yeah, you've still got a whole week to figure it out and get it done.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's amazing what happens in the final week.
Mm-hmm.
Even if a show feels like pretty good, it gets even better.
Yeah.
And we really feel like we are in a great spot to head into tech, you know, tomorrow. So
there's something about that last week too. You just, even if you didn't connect mm-hmm. in the beginning, you really start to connect in that last week because you rely mm-hmm. on each other to, this is it. Mm-hmm. We've got to get this now because mm-hmm. we're going on. So let's work together and make it the best we can.
And I know that I've been invited on Thursday for the dress rehearsal and a few other. So you're going to have a little bit of an audience this coming. Do you need the audience at this point?
It would be really nice for me to hear the feedback. How about you?
Well, yes. I mean, I love having an audience.
Mm-hmm.
For my character, though, she's the straight man.
Mm.
So I won't get a lot of feedback from the audience until hopefully there's some applause.
There will be.
But yes, I mean, I think it's great to gauge how it's going. Mm-hmm. You know, how is our pacing, which is, you know, Cheyenne's favorite thing. Pacing, pacing, pacing.
Mm-hmm.
But I love having an audience. I particularly love knowing people in the audience, which is very fun. So if you're there that night, that'll be great.
I'm hoping to be. I have to confirm everything. But I'd love to be there for that. And mm-hmm. I already have tickets for another performance later on. So I'm very much looking forward to this one. And I mean, who doesn't love theater, right? It's a great way to spend some time. And with spring coming and whatnot, get out, do something fun. The ride up to Goshen is always lovely this time of year.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the theater.
is Goshen a bit of a hike for either of you, or is it fairly...
Not for me.
No, I'm from Watertown now. Mm-hmm. I was in Danbury when you and I did a show there.
Back in the day.
Was a hike. Mm. But, you know, I commuted with Jen at the time, Jen Sakira.
Jen Sakira.
So it was a lovely ride. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're doing a good show, any commute is worth it. So,
oh, sure.
My mom is also now in Torrington, so I have dinner with her and then go to rehearsal. So, you know, so it all works out. And you know, that's a choice you make from the very beginning. You know,
True.
Am I going to make that drive every night? And
True.
For this show, absolutely.
Jenna, how about you? Is Goshen?
Yeah, so I live in Kent, but okay. I work in New Milford. So I leave from New Milford, go home to Kent, take a little bit of time and head up to Goshen, but it's straight shot right up Route 4.
Yeah.
Unless it's snowing, then it's another issue. But
but
it, for me, it's very close and convenient. And, you know, this is the 75th anniversary of the Goshen Players
this year.
And I'm actually a third-generation performer on the stage, so it's
kind
of neat.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know
yeah.
that.
And if you look around and see a lot of the paintings on the wall, a lot of them were done by my grandmother.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of neat. And I grew up in that little theater. Mm-hmm. I used to watch people and go, oh, I want to sing like that. You know, and so it feels
and now
really
you
good.
Sing better than that.
You know? So it's full
Wait
circle
till you
for
hear
me.
Her. Mm-hmm. Oh my!
Thank you.
I think people have this impression of Goshen as kind of just like being out there, and it's really not. If you're in downtown Torrington, it's another 10-15
right.
minutes away.
Weather-wise, it's out there.
The
well, weather
yes,
is
yes,
always
Alaska
different
the
there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had an inch of snow in Watertown, I go up there and there are piles from.
True.
I was like, where did it all come from?
But that has now gone.
Yeah,
so nobody
that
worry about
gone.
Coming to Goshen.
And we
now.
Didn't lose any rehearsals to snow.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which, you know, they had given us a really long rehearsal time. Mm. We've been rehearsing for a while on the chance that we would be missing some of those rehearsals. And we did not miss one.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was lucky.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and here in the back half of April, I would hope that
yes.
that the,
we would hope.
The S word would no longer be a
yeah.
threat to what's going on. But look at it. The time is just slipping by. It's 9:51, so we should really get the weather in before I forget. I'm kind of throwing this at them now. But, you know, it's WZBG. We love to provide people with a glance at the weather. So, ladies, would you like to tell the folks what to expect weather-wise?
Sure. Today, periods of rain through mid-morning, then clouds to some afternoon sun, slight chance for a light passing late-day shower, high of 60.
Tonight, mainly clear and cold, low in the 30s.
Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds, cooler, high in the 50s.
Sunday night, clear, low in the 30s.
Monday, mostly sunny, high near 60.
And Tuesday, mostly sunny, pleasant, high, low, mid-60s.
There you go. And it's currently about 48 degrees here at our WZBG studios in Litchfield. So not the greatest weather day today, but hey, that's all right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good excuse to go check out some of the theater that's happening and, you know, make plans for next weekend or the next 3 weekends, because that's how long 9 to 5 is running over at Goshen Players, from April 27th to May 12th. Tickets available, limited tickets available at goshenplayers.org, I should say, because they are flying out of the box office to great demand. So if you haven't gotten them yet, what are you waiting for? Get on that. Come on. Chop, chop. But I'm here with Jeanette Ireland and Elise Jasensky. We're talking all about the show coming up. Good-sized cast for an intimate space like Goshen. What about the music? Because I know Goshen has done different things in the past. They've had live orchestras. They've had pre-recorded music. What's 9 to 5 going to be doing?
Well, we're using pre-recorded music.
Okay.
And under the skilled hands of Dan, he has figured out ways to add to and take from those tracks.
Okay.
So although we can't, you know, do some things with it, he has been able to modify, which is really helpful.
Oh, yeah, because we were talking before about the concept of underscoring. And with a live musician group, things can be slowed or accelerated or you know, whatnot, whereas with pre-recorded, what you have is what you have,
yeah,
more or less.
Timing is everything in this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have that one thing where it's three scenes long and there's underscoring for it, and you've got to fit exactly in its place, because there are things like dun 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 that, you know, if you're going, oh, it's lovely out, and it goes dun dun dun, no, that's wrong. So
but as a shout out to Dan again, he's done everything in his power to help us to learn that timing by making recordings for us of his own voices.
Yes,
which was really fun,
doing all the voices
so that we could practice them at home.
He's a surprisingly strong singer.
He's an amazing singer.
The piano, he so effortlessly just noodles around on the piano, and you think, okay, well, that's his brain works that, but he sings like nobody's business.
And
too.
He's a tech geek too.
And it's just not fair. It's just
you're right. It's not.
And he can act. What is this? Come on, come on. Somebody stood in line several times for talent when they were, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you get one trip, Dan. Come on.
No, thank God he got more trips. We're the beneficiaries of that. So.
Right. So we're getting down to the end here. So I usually like to save this one question right for the end of the interview. And that is, when the curtain closes and the applause dies down, the audience starts heading for the exits, what do you hope audiences are going to walk away with?
I hope they're going to walk away with, first of all, having laughed, having hummed along, you know, all the good feel stuff. Mm. But I also hope they're going to walk away with the message of the show, which it extends much further than just the female aspect of it. It's for anybody who has felt prejudice or oppression of any kind, because it's the same story about overcoming. And you know, this is just one example of something that was overcome, but you can relate to these people because they're real people. So I hope that they walk away, you know, feeling, oh, it's possible to come somewhere in my life. So
And to piggyback on that, it doesn't matter, you know, what age you are when you do decide to do this. You know, you can always take your power back and you can always become, and I think everyone will be uplifted. And they'll be singing the songs on the way home. And that's what I hope for. I hope they go away and be like, wow, that was fun. I had such a great time. And, you know, sing 9 to 5 all the way home. And, you know, so just to please the audience and make them happy and make them want to come back and tell everyone how wonderful it was.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just one more quick shout out, I may. I also want to thank Harper Pratt for stepping in to help stage manage. And they have been fabulous helping us out and shouting out our lines when we don't know it. Which we're not doing anymore, of course.
No, because now everybody knows their lines.
Yes.
It's great. Well, Jeanette and Elise, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Talk all
you,
about
Eric.
It. I'm looking forward to it. It's 9 to 5, the musical, coming to the Goshen Playhouse from April 27th to May 12th. Limited tickets still available. Go to GoshenPlayers.org. Just as a quick reminder, next week I will have representatives from Phoenix Stage Company here to talk about Sweet Surrender, so make sure you tune in for that. And in the meantime, we're going to leave you with one last little bit of 9 to 5, the original Broadway cast recording. This is kind of the goodbye number, in a sense, isn't it?
From Get Out and Stay Out?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's Judy's number.
This is the song that where Judy finally decides that she's had enough.
Mm.
She's done, and she's just going to do what is best for her in her life.
There you go.
It's the big bang-up number, really.
The 11
and
o'clocker.
She does... Jeanette does it every bit as well as the Broadway recording.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. So make sure you check it out. 9 to 5, coming to the Goshen Playhouse. Here it is from the original Broadway cast recording, Get Out and Stay Out. Have a great week, everybody.
Well, it's funny how you waltzed in here assuming I'd come back. Well, let me tell you something. You are way off track. Can't you see I'm different? Or are you still that blind? No, you stand right there and take it. There's no love to hide behind. Well, I am proud to tell you I'm really feeling good. I'm doing so much better than you ever thought I would. got my own place, my own space to think and dream and plan. Took me this long to realize I do not need a man. I used to need you, but then I finally learned. I used to want you, now the tables turn. I used to love you, now it's your time to squirm. I'm saying goodbye, and I won't wait for your return. So get out and stay out, I've finally had enough. Don't kiss me on your way out, it wouldn't move me much. You used me, abused.
You're tuned to FM 97.3 WZBG, Litchfield, Torrington, and the Farmington Valley.